Catherine sat by the window in the warmth of the morning sunshine, a light shawl over her loose white dress. A book was by her side, but she stared rather vacantly at the garden before her. So quiet that she could have been mistaken for an angelic presence. Nellie came in and gently dropped a letter into her folded hands. She had no strength to open it, so Nellie held it up before her eyes and pointed to the signature. There was still no sign of recognition, just a soft sigh.
"He's in the garden, ma'am. He wishes to see you."
A dog began to bark. Mrs. Linton bent forward, listening, hardly breathing. She motioned to Nellie to open the door. Their embrace seemed to last forever. Kathy was the first to kiss, and Nellie turned her head, her heart breaking to see such undying passion, which her practical Yorkshire sense knew was not made for this world. For a moment, even Heathcliff's face seemed lit by some heavenly power. But as he held Kathy in his arms, he felt something within her and lowered his eyes. His expression changed as if he had just heard some dreadful news of doom.
"Oh, Kathy, Kathy, my love. I knew nothing about a child,"
he whispered desperately.
"Oh, no. How can I bear it?"
He fell on his knees before her, his eyes intense with pain, but no tears came. "Yes. This is what you and Edgar have done to me," said Kathy. "Will you still think of me, Heathcliff, in 20 years, when your children are running free and I have been under the ground for all that time? Will you look at my grave and say, 'Yes, that was Kathy. I loved her for a while once. She has my soul.'"
"Don't torture me, Kathy. Don't make me as mad as yourself. You forget that I cannot exist without you. You may rest in peace, but I shall remain in the torments of hell on earth